Listen up, Fives. A 10 is speaking.
Ooh, coming in hot. Wow.
That's right. This was Avery and Gia over there.
Does
another 10.
Five? Oh,
no, okay. I said I included you in the 10s. This is
Thank
the 10
you.
Spot group.
Okay, all right. We the 10s. It's a 20 up in here.
And the reason we're so great is that we're brimming with wisdom and advice.
We are a rage of sage.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Not the spice. Not the herb, sorry.
Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah.
Yes, so we don't want to make you feel any worse than you already are because you're coming to us with advice, so we wanted to give you answers instead.
Yeah, but, you know, take our answers with many grains of salt because you know us. You hear
true.
How we talk and how
this
our brains
true.
Work.
Especially since I've been known to go to multiple sources for advice for some problems I've had in the past. One of which was a couple years ago, I had a bad living experience and it ended poorly. Actually, two in a row, really.
I was like, which one are we talking about here?
Yeah, I know. I have to specify. So basically, they both ended poorly. And yeah, common denominator is me, obviously. Yes. I've acknowledged it. However, when I was in it, I went to everybody for some, I mean, obviously to bitch and moan and gripe and complain, but also to get their sense of the situation.
So tell us about your griping.
Well, I mean, you were one of the people who heard it.
Oh, no, I know. I heard it. I meant, you know, for those of that are interested out there in listener land.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't need to go into too many of the ugly details, but essentially I live with one person who at one point told me that I had permission to smack him if he didn't take out the recycling or
like
clean up
sexy
after
smacking
himself.
Away?
No. Nothing about that was like a sexual fantasy at all.
Like, ooh, mama, I didn't take out the recycling.
No, euphemisms were last time. This is
oh,
all
shit.
About.
He's still riding that wave.
And so some people say, well, why don't you just put the recycling on his bed? I did not do that. Thought about
that's,
it.
That's where didn't you missed it. Your chance. You really did.
Recycling the bed.
You had to recycle the roommate is what you needed to do.
Which I did, and it turned out I got
but
somebody
yeah, she did not.
Worse. passive-aggressive to no end. And meanwhile, I acknowledged my own passive-aggressiveness, and so we were both bad. But essentially, you know, she had to leave. She had a bunch of sub-lessees coming in, and one of them yelled at my super that took the cake for me. And so I asked her to leave, and she put up a lot of arguments and fights and whatever, and then eventually it got really super nasty, and her way of handling it was to threaten me to go to the management company and kick me out because I was illegally subletting.
I would argue, you said the common denominator was you, but I would argue that it's just like having a roommate in New York is a nightmare and you never know what you're going to get. And like, honestly, why do I live alone? Because that. I mean,
yeah.
I had a great experience in New York. Shout out to Abby. I don't know if she listens to this, but like, I got very lucky my first time around. But the second time around, good God, thank God I was only in that apartment for like 6 months because I just was like, nope, 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 nope. This is not working.
Yeah.
My favorite advice that people would give me is like, oh, but just find a new apartment. I'm like, I'm sorry. Do you know how fun it is looking for apartments in New York?
This is why people stay together.
You slept all over the city? Because, like, I slept a lot.
The schlepster. That's what we called her. Oh, hey, there's the schlepper.
I do be schlepping.
As long as
but
you're not
like,
slipping.
But that's like, I mean, when people give you advice, it's just like, oh, just do this giant change. Like, I complained about my job, and it's like, well, just quit your job. Uh-huh. Are you going to pay my bills? Are you going to maintain Sherlock's lavish lifestyle? Because I don't think so.
Oh, I like how the blame is on Sherlock.
I mean, I think I spend more on Sherlock than I do on myself at this point. Like, and I don't really spend that much on Sherlock, so.
Mm-hmm. Pets are very demanding. More than roommates, I would say. So maybe I am the common denominator. What's your advice for kicking out a cat?
That I found and took in and now I have to get rid of again. That's a good look.
Meanwhile, he's looking all cute back there. I guess I'll keep him.
Yeah, he's going to claw you in your sleep for making remarks like that.
I actually did hit him in the head by accident earlier when I was taking a nap. My bad. Sorry, Sycamore. So since we divulged our issues and the advice that we sought, sometimes good, sometimes not good at all, we decided to take it upon ourselves to be the advisers now.
Well, we can't really speak English well, but
otherwise,
we will give you advice.
It's known as advisers.
Advisers, coming at ya.
Dear advicees, please hang tight.
Oh my gosh. That's what I always wonder, you know, like, who, I'm just surprised that people like trust me to advise their children to make good decisions in life, because I'm just like, Well,
Dear Abby, more like Dear Avery.
Yeah, essentially, I was like, oh, that'd be a good title for this podcast episode.
But we have two names, Dear Gia and Avery.
Dear Gavery.
Your name is a soft G. Why would it be suddenly a hard G? Gia.
It's always a hard G.
Gia.
That's
a J sound.
Again, why do people let me teach? I don't know.
Okay. Well,
because Javery, I know, but Javery also doesn't sound so bad.
It's like Ask Jeeves. Ask Javery.
Oh my gosh, yes. God, that was such quality. And like Yahoo Answers. Oh man.
Yahoo! I still kind of use them. I mean, obviously, I don't believe everything that's on
really?
There.
You don't?
They're like tall. All right, so let's try it. Let's crack this. Or let's try it.
We're
going to
put on our best advicee faces.
No, advisors. We're advisors.
Oh, fuck.
Let me get my advisor out.
Get your visor so you can advisor people.
I am now in a vice grip of advisorship. Okay. So, Dave, my company is back on bills for several vendors and ignore me every time I point it out. I am the contact, so I get like 10 calls and emails a day.
I would forward all the emails and calls. Well, I guess you can't really forward a call. But I would forward all the emails multiple times to the person's people's in charge of that.
And change your phone number. I'm glad we had this discussion.
Next! Or give them the phone number of the person's or people's in charge.
Why are there so many people's?
Oh, God, it's awful. Where's the people eater at?
Actually, yeah, get a praying mantis and put it in there. No, is it a praying mantis?
What?
Oh, a Venus flytrap. Get it. Send them a Venus flytrap. So every time they want to ask a question, they have to ask the plant first. And if they survive, then they can ask you.
This is terrible, Dave. Don't follow this advice. This is very bad advice.
It's also so realistic. All right.
All right. All right. That was great. We got it. First one was easy. Out of the park.
Nailed
next.
It. It me. How do you manage a low-high libido relationship?
Ooh.
I.e. one partner is low and one is high.
Oof.
Yikes. Okay. You obviously you have to chat about it, I would assume, and acknowledge where you are, and then ask that person, does this square with you? Can we compromise somewhere? Like give and take? What is that? Energies, plus and minuses, you know? One is repelling the other.
Oh, magnets? I don't know.
Something
hopefully
to
you're
do.
Not repelling your partner.
Well, yeah, but like it is magnets, right? Where one is pushing the other way and then you have to flip it over so it comes together. So you just got to flip each other.
Be magnets, essentially.
You have to repolarize yourselves.
Okay. Just what do you do to magnetize something? You rub a magnet. Rub yourself with magnets and hopefully you will find your true north. Okay, that was a good one, too. I think we that was a solid advice.
Yeah, we are on our way to a new career.
Yeah.
Your mom. I'm not really sure. I'm a new mom, so a lot of advice for different phases of baby is tough to ask, mainly because you are admitting that as a mom you don't know and inherently have a flaw and aren't perfect, like admitting to other moms, too. It's a little nerve-wracking, but also, like, the mom community is also so supportive. So they will often be like, dude, me too. So that's cool. That's nice.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of pressure around, like, new moms. I have a couple of friends who are new moms, and I think like a lot of it is spending time in the internet, especially now in the pandemic, since you can't really, well, you couldn't before, be so social and like go out and meet other moms. And so a lot of it is like asking around, but I think there's a lot of pressure to have all the answers. And I'm like, oh Lord, what the hell? Why? No one knows how to do this.
Yeah. Well, I think the secret is that our own parents didn't know how to do it either.
You know how many times I got dropped? Like,
I got dropped right on my head. So yeah. If you ask me after I say something dumb, were you dropped on your head as a baby? The answer is yes. So joke's on you. Okay.
Joke's on you.
Yeah.
And here we are giving you advice.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't the one who dropped me on my head. All right, Mira, how do you maintain idealism? Your conviction that there is always time to reinvent and restart as you age.
Wow. I think people expect us to be very good at giving advice here.
They know that this advice comes tinged with opinions, I
tinged
hope.
Tinged with tits.
Titty tinges of opinions. Oh, opinionated tits.
Tinged titties.
So back to idealism. Well, you know, there are those exercises to do through therapy. You don't even have to be in therapy. You can even YouTube it. Find this video that is this guided meditation to returning to your inner child.
Yeah,
so something
right.
like that, you know, because obviously with youth, there's innocence. And when you were young, you weren't as stressed out as you are now. Therefore, if you go back to your like 8-year-old self, I mean, obviously there were anxieties. Middle school was awful. But
yeah, the worst.
Yeah, I guess that was elementary school, but that was also kind of bad. But you are still protected by naivete and that innocence. So
I would say
like
do
that.
Some child's pose, do some happy baby pose. Anything related to yoga. Walk barefoot on some grass. Turn off your phone, throw it in the ocean.
Actually, the grass thing could work too, yeah. Like looking at fireflies and being amazed by them, you know, just that.
Smelling dirt.
That's
I was
simple.
Reading that the smell of soil is very good for you. It's true, it releases stuff. I didn't finish reading the
next,
article.
Yeah, next time I called you up, what you doing? Sniffing dirt. It's going to be the new fad for young things. Snow.
Yeah, I'm huffing some dust over here.
Fuck bath salts. I'm on the soil.
I'm just in terrible air quality every day, all day. That's, you think I'm joking. I'm not. It's awful.
There's going to be a shortage on worms soon. All right.
Oh, God.
Keeping this on track somewhat.
Yeah.
Anonymous. They want advice about sex life specifics.
You want our sex life specifics or?
Ironically, that's not specific at all.
Wait, can you read it again?
About sex life specifics.
Oh, is that what they're scared? Okay, they're scared about asking about specifics. Okay, all right. Okay. So I can't really, the only advice I can say is just ask. Do it. You won't. How dare you?
That's like telling you to get a new job or find a new place to live. Just ask.
Just do it. Just open your mouth. Make the sounds.
You sound like Nike. Just do it.
Okay, well, but in an honest, serious therapy voice, I would say start talking about it with friends. Like, I feel like that kind of got me over the hump of, like, being embarrassed. Or the hump, LOL.
hump day.
About being embarrassed about talking with these things. And now I feel like because I talk about it so much now with my friends that I can talk about it with anyone. I mean, I still get a little embarrassed if it's, like, new people or, like, you know, a doctor. Even a medical professional. I'm like, I've heard this maybe, probably, I hope, before. But, yeah, it helps to talk it out with people that you're comfortable with first.
Yeah.
You know, they might have advice for you. They might also have been through the same thing. So use the support group you have around you.
Love
huh?
it.
Huh? Huh?
Yeah, that was great. We'll see if it works for them.
Ooh, let us know. Yeah, if any of you guys have success with our advice, then, yeah, hit us up in the something. In a
DM, just don't hit us,
though, email.
If you don't have success. Yeah. V says none. So that means V knows all.
Well.
Or just knows where to go for advice and isn't afraid to speak up about
good
it.
Good for them. Goldie.
Yeah, yeah. And Lao also is similar where they say, I can't think of anything. And JB says, how do people keep their ears earwax free without breaking the rules and using Q-tips? Also, is everyone 100% sure that they want kids before they have them? How do you know before you meet the kid if that is someone you want in your life forever? Some kids suck, and what if I won't be a good mom and love them anyways? Do some people hate their kids?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. I'm pretty sure. Yes. Absolutely. Very valid questions. Yeah.
As having only been a kid and not a mom, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, probably, because I know for a fact I was a shit at points in my life. Even though I was a very super obedient kid, I still said things like, you're not the boss of me and I hate you to my
parents. I'm sure you did. You just said that like 2 minutes ago to me before we started recording.
Well, old habits.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, the earwax one, I would also like to know. You know, I mean, people get their ears rinsed out.
Ew.
It's super painful. And, ow. You know, that happens. Because some of us are blessed with excessive earwax production to keep our canals nice and clean and protected.
Does that mean you hear better?
No, because it gets all blocked up. I hear worse. I swear to God, sometimes I've been yelling for months and I haven't realized it. And then I like go get my ears flushed, and I'm like, oh, I'm talking so loud.
Is that actually a correlation with lots of earwax? Is loud talkers?
Well, yeah, because your ears get all like stopped up, and so
you feel muted.
Well.
Oh wow!
It's like old cats that are deaf. Mew, mew, meow.
Mew, mew.
Really loudly because they can't hear themselves.
Here a mew, there a mew.
A mew too.
We started the Mewtwo movement.
Equity for cats.
Yeah, but actually, they get shit on all the time. Protesting for cats. Pussy protest. Pussy cat fights back. Anyway.
Okay, this derailed very quickly.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was going deaf because I use earplugs at night to sleep. And
also,
I thought it was pushing things in, you know?
Putting things in your ears, though, like hearing aids, headphones, earplugs, like excessive use of those things can lead to more wax buildup because it's like a defense mechanism from your body because it feels something being put in your ear and it's like, oh, I need to make more wax to protect the ear from whatever is being inserted. So that's also something to consider. If you notice that your ears have been getting very waxy lately, maybe you're sticking too much stuff in there. Take the dicks out of your ears.
All right. It just escalated. I was just going to say wax on, wax off. You know, yeah. Keeping this PG-13, but all right.
No, I was calling back the last episode when we talked about skull fucking.
I did see a chair full of dicks today, so.
It does. Sort of. God, I miss New York museums.
Line up, yeah. All right,
I
what do you
have? New York restaurants, but that's okay.
Right.
But the question about is everyone 100% sure they want kids before they have them? I feel like no, not everyone is.
Well, I think you want kids, but again, you don't know what you're going to get.
Right.
I mean, if you kind of distill it down in an education sense, like you don't know what you're going to get either. If you go to college, you don't know exactly the professors. Sometimes they rotate. Sometimes you choose a different course or something doesn't pan out the way you thought it was going to. So mm-hmm. And even in that sense, a 3 to 4 year degree is not going to be what you thought it was going to be.
I like that you just compared kids to getting a diploma. Like, what the fuck?
Well, sometimes, yeah, like getting an education, having a
and
kid.
And then both of them are worthless.
I didn't say worthless. I never said worthless. Just that they turn out to be quite different than you anticipated. Mm-hmm. That's all.
They turn out to not make you any money and you get a job in a different field.
All right. Well, we're going to have a separate episode devoted to education.
Oh, God.
And choices we made.
It has to be like an episode miniseries.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
So we got Matt coming in with some advice that he got from his therapist that blew his mind.
Oh.
And he wants other people to hear it. So it is, if you have an instant attraction with someone you've never met, that's a red flag.
Mm.
The attraction is related to something you're ascribing someone else that's more to do with you than attraction to them as a person.
Wow, yeah. That is mind-blowing to know that before you go into anything. So, love at first sight is a fucking lie. For sure. All the time. Every time. So, when I saw you, it wasn't love at first sight.
No, I hated you immediately.
There was a slow burn.
I was going to say like an uphill climb, no?
Well, that means it's tough.
Well, a slow burn means we eventually disintegrate, so bitch, what?
Well, I was going more into the side of it warms up. Anyway.
And moving on. All right.
This show's not about us.
You're so funny. All right, so I got Aurelio here. He says, I think nothing. I don't have an issue asking for advice to people close to me or my therapist. Well, great. Cool.
Props for you. I don't know if you good can job, hear me. Good I'm job. Clapping for you.
Thanks for helping us make some content there, buddy.
I guess it's better than nothing.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
All right. John Servilla. I'm scared to ask my friends if I do enough to qualify as their friend. Oof.
Wow.
That is a big question. There are times where that was the case for sure, but does that solidify a forever ride or die friend? What sort of upkeep does a friend require? This comes from someone who does an extremely poor job at communicating over phone or virtually. I know, John. You never fucking respond to the memes I send you. It's fine.
Getting personal.
You're still my
here.
Friend.
Just the memes.
Hey, man, I take a long time to sort through the shit on the internet. And send only quality stuff.
Gia, her second job, meme filter extraordinaire. That is a hard one to ask, but I think it is super important. You know, recently I was thinking about asking somebody if I've burdened them, if I've like put too much on them in the past, and perhaps that is why they pulled away from me somewhat. Could just be them, but
sure.
Something
I mean,
that occurred to me.
It's always a two-way street kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you never know what's going on their end either.
Yeah.
But I think if you guys are good enough friends, I mean, that conversation should not be so difficult, or it shouldn't... I mean, it might be intimidating to start, but I've definitely had points in my life where, especially, like, pandemic times, I'm like, oh, fuck, I haven't talked to anyone. I haven't, like, checked in. And I'm like, oh, shit, I don't feel like such a good friend. But we are all in this together.
Together.
There you go.
All right. And I'm glad I don't know any words to that.
All right. Someone, blank name, said they never knew how to explore sexual fantasies and they were never going to ask because they figured it was a personal journey. Their advice is how to be dominant. Ooh. All right.
You mean their question?
What did I say?
Their advice.
Yep. Yep.
I'm just assuming that they're not giving us advice in a question form.
How to be dominant?
I'm going to switch this up on you, Gia and Avery. I'm going to give
is
you
Jeopardy
some
style.
Advice.
Jeopardy style advice. What is how to be dominant?
Oh, wow, but it still puts me on the hot seat.
Internet, I don't know. I feel
for
like,
porn, yes.
Yeah, that's what it's there for.
And advice.
Which sounds like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like unless... If you're not comfortable enough asking friends, then finding a trusted community on the internet would probably be where to go for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Reddit, right?
Yes. Ask Jeeves. He seems pretty dumb.
The all-knowing Jeeves.
All right, then we got Anonymous. Anonymous wants to know if they are making smart career moves or jumping too quickly. Yeesh.
LinkedIn.
check the Facebook of the corporate world, and
it is still relevant in some circles. People still use it.
No, I mean, yeah, I don't. But sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a sore point for me. I still have not found a mentor in my life, and at this point, I probably won't. Because I've switched careers and fields and directions and paths and wants and needs way too much.
Hairstyles, cats. Apartments, no, but, you know.
Yeah, it's true. I'm going to go to my apartment. That's the one steady place. I'm going
to
ask
the voices
walls.
In the walls. Yeah.
If the walls could speak.
I don't know that they would want to.
They'd be like, woman, why are you still in bed? But I stole that joke. That's not mine. But
okay.
I'm not going to be accused as a joke stealer.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess it comes down to getting a mentor, someone who, you know, is on a similar career path or has had a similar career path. But it is also personal. I think a lot of it comes from your gut and knowing if you're in the right position.
If you're in a dominant position, call back to the other question. Hey. Oh,
but no, I think, you know, if you're not satisfied with the... God.
I can't.
If the position you're in currently isn't satisphying you, all right, there we go.
Phrasing. Flip it like you're a magnet.
Flip it, put it down.
Turn it and reverse it.
Fuck, what's the... Thank you.
You could fuck it, too.
Yeah.
What? All right.
All right, we got double GTFO coming in with the hard-hitting questions. This one everyone needs to sit down for because it's serious shit. How do I make peace with the knowledge that I'll eventually die?
You don't.
I mean,
you do, but I think you also don't, because nobody really can.
You think no one ever, like, arrives at that point where they're like, yeah, it's gonna happen?
No, I mean, you make peace with the fact that it will happen, but the happening of it, I, of course.
I don't think anybody can really do that,
because if you think about all the ways that people die, it's just way too much. So you make peace with, like, that being the one fact in life other than taxes, right? And cats being assholes sometimes. Like, that's just life. That's fact.
Oh, God. Finally, Gossip Girl coming in here with another good one. This is actually very on point for my pandemic experience. How do I stop being anxious and existential about everything? I'm so tired. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I wish I had advice for that one, but...
I mean, you could try a puzzle.
No, oh my God, because then the puzzle anxiety kicks in, and then you can't stop puzzling, because you're like, if I stop, then I have to think about it, but
oh, wow.
I've just been trying to put these two pieces together for the last 30 minutes, and it's...
Okay, never mind. I was going to suggest painting, but then I guess you would stress out about the painting, too.
Well, if you're not a perfectionist...
It sounds like you are, though, a little bit.
Yeah, I meant the general you.
Oh.
Not me. Oh. Definitely not me.
That's true. Yeah, find something that you don't care about, I think, probably, that takes your mind off things, that also gives you a goal. There are steps involved. You can work towards it and then become a semi-pro tennis player.
Oh, is that a personal story?
It might be my new path in life. I'm not projecting at all.
But I was also going to say, but I mean, the tiredness, if it's just mental tiredness, I think also just going for a walk can be very helpful, because you don't have to think, at least in my experience, if I just walk aimlessly, maybe I put in music, a podcast like this one.
Plug.
But just like getting out and changing the scenery, getting some blood flowing kind of helps. Obviously, it's not, you know, to be put as the primary cure-all. There's, you know, obviously things like medication that need to be taken into consideration, talking to a licensed professional and not listening to our advice all the time, even though we give great advice. But
obviously,
some, you know, getting things moving every so often, I think, is good.
And on that note, because we aren't professional licensed anything,
what?
Especially in... Oh, sorry, you are, actually. I'm not... Should speak for both
professional
of us.
Licensed bullshitter.
There we go. Aside from bullshit, we also only give, you know, advice on certain things. But if you are seeking advice, I have a little listicle on some questions you should ask yourself before asking others.
Oh, hit me with that listicle.
So, to avoid getting the wrong message from people and to make smart decisions about seeking advice, here are the 5 questions to ask yourself. Number 1. Are you seeking advice or validation?
Ooh.
Sometimes you confuse seeking advice with the validation because you're already in that mindset. Like, you'll say, I'm so behind at work and I'm going to see my family over Christmas anyway, so it's not terrible if I go home, right? So you're already, it's like a leading question.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, right at the end.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to hear a certain answer.
Yeah, and most people will happily validate your decisions in such cases. So you have to give thought to how you ask for advice. Number 2, how should you phrase the question? It's important to avoid questions that are either too narrow or too vague. Like, should I leave my job? Okay.
Just quit your job, man. It's so easy, exactly. Man.
So for the best kind of advice, you might want to consider posing the essence of the problem directly. So I'm having trouble with my boss and I'm unhappy at work. Any advice on what I could do?
Okay.
Number three, is the person relatively objective? Give thought to whether the topic is one about which the person has strong feelings, because that could influence the answer they give you, obviously. So you're often drawn to ask advice from people who have specific knowledge on the issue at hand, which leads to the next point. Number four, is the person an expert?
Like us.
Exactly. Expertise, though, can be a double-edged sword. Experts may know a lot about the subject matter, but they may also be very emphatic in their opinions. So be wary.
Yes, we are quite opinionated.
Yes. Opinionated non-experts. How many people should you ask is number five. And so this leads back to my predicament a couple years ago when I was basically talking to everybody and anyone who would listen to me complain, and also like kind of it was my way of trying to figure out what to do. Maybe not spread that so wide, you know, choose like 3 to 4 people, or like 1 to 2 people.
Choose with... no one will ever help you.
Wow, we just got so emo. No. But yeah, make it very specific, your choice of how many people. You're not going for a survey. You right. want very specific feedback.
Though, I mean, if you send me a Google Sheet, like, or a Google Form, sorry, with, you know, you want some advice and you're asking a survey of 200 people, I'll fill it out. I'll do that for you.
Oh, wait, thank you. Are you talking to me specifically?
No, person? The general you.
Oh, again, I'm confused.
But you too.
The band?
Yeah. If they send me a Google form of any kind, yeah, hell yeah, I'm answering that.
Meanwhile, it's like some off-brand band in like Iceland.
It's like an umlaut U and T O O.
Utu, it's Utu. Utu, Utu,
Utu,
who, ooh. Oh, wow. Jeez. So, now
but
that
I think
we...
I just want to give my 2 cents. My
I just spit all over my computer.
Oh, my 2 cents. Oh, my God. I cannot breathe. But I think also, before you ask for advice, to take, like, self-reflection and think about whether you actually want advice or you just want to rant. Because it happens to me often that I come into the conversation sounding like I want someone to like give their opinion on what I should do. And I'm like, no, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I just want you to let me talk and be angry for a little bit. And then we move on.
Yeah.
So that takes a lot of introspection. But when you start to get better at understanding, like, do I just need to let it out, or am I actually looking for something to constructively help me move forward from this situation? It is very productive.
I feel like wearing one of those construction signs, like, you know, work
rough
ahead.
Curves ahead.
Yeah. Rant ahead. Beware, it's coming.
It's true. All right. So I had something to say. I had some material, but I decided to change it because I was reminded by our lovely conversation about you, Yahoo Answers, and I remember that when I was feeling really sad, I stumbled upon a BuzzFeed article from earlier this year that says, Yahoo Answers is ending, so here are the 31 of the funniest posts to ever exist.
Wow.
And I highly recommend this article if you need a laugh, because, like, number one question, how do you get YouTube to come film you? I've been calling YouTube all day to come film me, but no answer. How do other people get their videos up there? I have really funny stuff, but they won't come. So that's, I mean, you start off strong, right? I'm going to read a couple other ones that are just comedy gold. What is the phobia of chainsaws called? The answer, common sense. Another one. My friend did a Luigi board, and it mentioned me. Please help! !! And they explain, okay, a few nights ago, my 4 friends did a Luigi board, in parentheses, seance, instead of seance. It's spelled like Beyonce, but with seance, They continue to say, like, I wasn't there. They have said some really creepy stuff that it told them. I'm like, okay. Another one is just an entire post in caps lock, and the title of this post is, how do I turn off caps lock? Another great question, looking for advice, where can I buy a frog? Parentheses, not for sexual reasons.
The clarification was unnecessary.
Why?
No. Pull back, pull back.
In the old days, did people see in black and white?
I feel like at some point a kid wonders that in their life, though.
Yep.
Especially if you fall on your head.
Okay, and do you think NASA invented thunderstorms to cover up the sound of space battles?
Yes, 100% yes.
Okay, finally. Finally, the last one. I mean, there are a couple more, but this is just the best. Open question category. Why do my thing go up? Question mark.
Spell that thing. T-H.
No, it's T-H-I-N-G. And then like the bottom part just says, why me? Oh, my God.
Ay. Yeah. I usually turn to bloopers when I'm feeling really low. But those are pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm. But this was just like the golden age of when people were not afraid. No, that's a lie. When people started to become unafraid of just posting everything on the internet.
All right. So I was thinking about advice, and this might not have a whole lot to do with advice, but it came immediately to mind. So I wanted to share it.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
I won't even ask if you're ready. Oh, she's ready. All right.
I mean, I'm not ready. I lie.
Why you lie me?
What month was I born? July.
That oddly aligns with this quote. All right. July. I have to get into character. Let me tell something to you.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. That's okay. Why do I feel
Let
like
me
they get
tell
shorter?
Something to you. It's specifically
why?
Chew.
Why do they get something? They get shorter every time, these clues.
Last one wasn't.
The last Little one was penguins. Very short. Ah, is it from Happy Feet?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's one of, I think, Robin Williams' characters, because he plays a couple of voices in that. He plays Loveless, who's like a Barry White, kind of big fat penguin. He's apparently like this big lover. And then he plays little Ramon. It's like stamping his feet. Let me tell something to you. We're at the end of the line. I think it sounds like that.
Okay. All
actually, right. It wasn't a very inspirational speech. It was basically telling the main character that their mission had failed. They were at the end. And the main character, I forget what his name, Mumble. He's Mumble. Like, nope, fuck that. I'm going to dive into this deep, vast ocean and go in search of hope.
So he took the bad advice and just
no,
ran with it.
No, he didn't listen to the bad advice.
No. The advice was bad in the sense that it wasn't inspiring.
Yes, that's exactly. I mean. He punted it and then did what he wanted to do
as
anyway.
As you should with all bad advice.
I do think that is a very good message for all kids and adults.
Dive into the deep, vast ocean.
The little penguin that could.
Wow, I got it. Oh, my God. I think I'm like 2 for 20.
I did give you a clue. But yes, you did.
Okay,
I'm
well,
so
bitch,
proud of you.
You were giving me some advice. Thanks.
You got it. You did not lie. It.
All right, well, I'm going to shout out all of our listeners, as usual, all of our questionnaire answerees, as usual, as we are the askaroos. I would also like to remind all y'all that a questionnaire is out. It is circulating in existence soon. Check your DMs. We'll be sending it out. And, yeah.
This has been beautiful, as always. So glad we could come together and share this moment.
Beauty is in the eye of the tit holder.
Depending on how big the tit is.
What? What?
Because, like, if you're in... Oh, I'm not going to go there. Yeah, the tit analyzed this. What if we just put tit in front of everything we said, ever?
That should be a new episode challenge. We can
tit
have a drinking game.
Should be a new episode challenge. Tit.
Shouldn't it?
And thanks to Comise Johnson for her wonderful illustration of our tits. Just kidding. Of our faces.
And Gabrielle Beasley for her lovely, lovely intro and outro ukulele music. Tits, tits, three, no, oh fuck, wait, what's it? Tip, tip, hooray! Tip, tip, hooray! I don't know.